twice-weekly train from Tehran draws into Istanbul's Haider Pasha station. Spilling from the passenger cars are a steady trickle of Iranians fleeing the sometimes violent crackdown by Iranian authorities. Whether it's by plane, train or coach, Iranians are fleeing from their country in growing numbers. One of the latest arrivals is 29-year-old photojournalist Nima Ezapar. He escaped Tehran using pedal power. I fled Tehran on my bicycle, he says, after hearing that his friend had been taken into custody by authorities. He says he knew his friend would probably be tortured and give his name to the authorities. So he fled, he says. When he got close to the Turkish frontier, he took a train across the border. Ezapar's story is increasingly common, observers say. Turkey shares a long border with Iran and doesn't require Iranians to have a visa, a fact that has made Turkey the first port of call for those seeking sanctuary from what they describe as fear of persecution by Iran's government. But only a few find permanent sanctuary. Under Turkish law, only Europeans can claim refugee status. Most Iranian exiles are now looking to other countries for help. One woman who worked as a journalist in Iran but was afraid to allow her name to be used says she was part of the underground Iranian opposition media. Despite having to flee her country with her husband, she says she has no regrets. We weren't political journalists, she says, but after the elections the situation changed a lot. She says anyone with a conscience would have reflected on what's happening. We saw this as our duty, she says. So our reports became political, so we started writing for web and blog sites, and that put us in great danger. But for Iranians who support the opposition or oppose Tehran government, being in Turkey does not guarantee safety. And some Turkish human rights groups say Iranian agents are now intimidating the refugees. British journalist Robert Tate, who covers Iran from Turkey for the British newspaper The Guardian, describes the allegations.
There are numerous tales of Iranian refugees who have fled the post-election violence, having been harassed, intimidated and assaulted here in Turkey.
The Turkish government denies such accusations, but reports in the Turkish media of Iranian refugees being attacked continue to grow, with no arrests so far. But for photojournalist Ezapar, such intimidation has done little to undermine his convictions. He says he's looking forward to going back to rejoin the struggle for democracy in Iran. There is a continuity to this movement, he says. Whether fast or slow, it will definitely continue. I will go back to Iran, he says. I have a small role to play. He says it's his duty to his country, where people want freedom and peace. Analysts say the growing number of Iranians seeking refuge in Turkey is an embarrassment to Turkish leaders, who've been courting the Iranian leadership. Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was among the first foreign leaders to congratulate President Ahmadinejad on his controversial election victory last year. But analysts point out there are other pressures, including the fact that Ankara wants closer ties and eventual membership in the European Union, which will be watching Turkey's treatment of Iranians who flee repression at home. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.